Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a number of interesting things to talk about on the show. We're going to start out talking about the Davos meeting. We're going to try and decide in a relatively short period of time how effective that meeting really is in the area of anything other than governmental control of society. I have personally listened to John Kerry, listened to Al Gore. I've listened to a number of other people. I have read as much as almost anybody in terms of the issue of global warming, and I am convinced, based on numerous discussions with some very sophisticated people, that global warming is not something that we need to really worry about at this moment in time. I think it's really, quite frankly, an issue of yet more government control. Agree or disagree, Jim?
No, I agree. There's a lot going on out there that we need to pay attention to. There are a lot more important issues than what's going on at Davos. Yeah. However, this is the group that has the most powerful influence over the future of this planet, pushing in this particular meeting this year. They're really pushing the climate agenda. The climate agenda, in my view, is absolutely to take control. Klaus Schwab started this in mid-70s. It's evolved. The idea was, you know, this think tank that would get different people involved. And he's done a phenomenal job
yeah.
in infiltrating governments and administrations around the country and then pulling in these major corporations that
yeah.
look to direct the policies towards, you know, humanity's future without the involvement of people, you know, with regular people, without the involvement of voters in democracies, without the involvement of the Chinese population. He actually reaches out and pulls in Xi, the premier of China, that, you know, has now made himself basically the leader for life.
Yeah.
He reaches out to these authoritarian groups and he reaches out to ideologues that really is pushing an agenda that sounds very good on the surface. And basically, it's an elitist view of how the world works, from very safe, you know, private jets and very wealthy, you know, resorts, but does not actually turn out that it will be so beneficial to the average working person around the world, in my view.
I would agree with that. You know, and listening to some of the speakers yesterday and looking at some of the news about what's going on back there, I would say that the common man is totally left out of the picture in terms of their agenda, and I think that's kind of sad.
Well, let's talk about the specifics. You know, they are pushing this net zero energy, you know, no carbon emissions by 2030, by basically stopping all fossil fuel production
right.
by 2050, pushing electric vehicles. They're pushing a lot of agendas that actually are impossible to achieve. What will that do to the average working class person trying to get to work? What will that do for energy costs, for cooking?
Yeah.
What does it cost for the food production to push these agendas? It's incredibly damaging. But what it does do is it gives these elitists and these powerful figures that believe they're smarter than everyone else and believe that they have more value than the average person out there, it gives them more power and it gives them more wealth. And this is why there's pushback, but it's also why you're hearing more frantic speeches from many of these elitists.
I did notice that, and particularly in talking, listening, I should say, I'm sorry, to John Kerry and Al Gore, I did notice a really kind of a ring of, oh, I would have to say hope, not necessarily hopelessness, but I would have to say extreme desire to convince the world that they are absolutely correct. What I find to be kind of interesting is you've got a couple of guys who are, in terms of Kerry and Gore, who are not particularly successful in the political arena. Al Gore, I would have to say, is definitely not successful in the political arena there. And I would have to say that John Kerry probably has kind of blown it in terms of some of his comments about the Swift Boat Hero, et cetera, et cetera. So you got some people who I think are kind of wannabes, for lack of better terms.
Both are failed
presidential. Would you agree with me on that one?
Sure. Both are failed presidential candidates.
Yeah.
Both of them were basically, you know, John Kerry was riding off of his legacy as a progressive anti-Vietnam vet that got involved in politics, but then married a very wealthy Heinz heir.
Yeah.
And then you've got Al Gore, who, you know, as vice president, as a senator for Tennessee, and then eventually vice president.
Yeah.
Was there for political purpose, never thought of as the most brilliant guy out there, but has made a fortune on pushing this green and climate change and global warming ideology. It started off back with you know, the ozone was going to collapse.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's now almost shrieking in his, if anybody wants to take a look at the video of him from this week in Davos, he's almost shrieking with panic over the climate, saying basically that it's too late, we're going to have to completely change everything. And in other words, he's going to take away you know, the economy for all of the United States in order to achieve his political power and political ideology, which is now shaped by this total green ideology.
Right. Well, I don't know. It's, you know, you have to ask yourself, is somebody like John Kerry, does he really believe what he's saying, or is he just looking to increase John Kerry's his own visibility? You know, the same thing is kind of true with Vice President, former Vice President Gore, I would have to think. I think that Klaus Schwab was absolutely brilliant in coming up with this agenda. Unfortunately, it really is turning into an agenda that fits right into the theory of those people who believe in the one world order. Something that I suppose is possible, I choose not to accept it. However, but you have to stop people who it would appear are going in that direction. And I think these guys are very definitely going in that direction, Jim.
They're creating fear. They're using fear as a tool.
Yeah, I agree.
And there are basically a lot of people that are susceptible to it. Do they know what the truth is behind? You know what they're selling. It's hard to believe. It does make sense that they have some faith and belief in their ideology.
Sure.
But it's because they're shaping their views without looking at it opposing views, which means ultimately they have an agenda here that's well beyond saving the planet.
Yeah.
So very, very disturbing to me. When you hear people like Larry Flint from BlackRock actually saying, trying to protect ESG, environmental social governance policies, because they're getting a bad rap. And when you hear the Siemens chairman talking about, hey, we got to stop eating meat and we need to get a billion people to stop eating meat, these are unrealistic and foolish attempts to kind of reshape the direction of things are going. I think the WEF is going to fail in time, but it's going to take a lot of effort by the regular people.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I think is almost humorous. You know, a tried and true solution to the ills of society happens to be non-secular issues like Judaism, like Christianity, etc., etc. Those particular movements, those particular philosophies are really, really under fire right now by a lot of very powerful people, and that makes me very sad. I wonder why, as an alternative, more people haven't taken that under their wing and said, you know, it's been proven historically that this works, and why instead are they talking about electric cars, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, you got me, but
it's
undermining faith in something bigger.
Yeah.
I think we're way over our time for this segment, so I guess we'll use it for the last closing segment.
Okay, well, we're going to be back and we're going to wrap up what we're saying here in the closing segment of the show, but a lot of interesting comments that I've got. Thanks, you guys. Jim, thanks. We're going to be right back with another segment.